Yeah, fantastic, Matt. Absolutely unbelievable. Lads played really, really well. I don't think anybody would say that we didn't deserve the result. Fantastic, mate.
What sort of an afternoon was it for you and your boys then?
Well, for the best thing was we turned up this year in the quarterfinal. We turned up this year. I think we dominated the game, really. I think first half, we deserved to be a goal ahead. Second half, we had a little spell just after half-time. But really, I think we deserve the result, Matt.
A penalty has won you the game, hasn't it? Liam stuck it away, Liam King. What about the decision then for that one? And they lost a man. They went down to 10, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's the old cliche, shall we say. I honestly did not see the incident. It's coming in from a corner. There's about 16, 18 bodies in the box. And I don't even know who the foul was on. Somebody goes down. And the referee was brave enough to give it. I asked the referee, when we scored and we was going back, I said to the ref, what did you give it for? And he said it was an elbow. But fair play to him, he's been brave enough to give it. Sometimes referees aren't, but he has. And like I say, we won the game on it, but I think, to be honest, Matt, we deserve to win the game. We had, we've hit the crossbar, we've had two or three decent chances, and I don't think anybody can deny we were a better team on the day.
How good a victory then is it? I mean, I know we discussed this yesterday. Ebbsfleet chucking a lot of money at the moment. We're looking at their table position. They're eighth in Conference South. But that perhaps doesn't tell the full tale, does it, necessarily?
No, I think, like I say, they want to progress. They've got some decent investment into the club. They're spending quite a lot of money. Players are coming in. Got lots of experience to their side. Lots of players that have played lots of football league games. But I think we just dominated them. I think our desire and the way we went about our business, we imposed our game on them. And I think at times we really, really outfought them a little bit and outworked them, and wouldn't let them settle, wouldn't let their players play. And on the flip side of it, when we had the football, Matt, we were fantastic on it. We played some great stuff. It wasn't just as if it was negative and we're stopping them playing. When we was on the football, we played some great stuff today. We got our wide players on the ball. We got our wide players on the ball. Jason St. Just was flying, and we deserve the win, Matt.
Yeah. Well, what about the semi-final draw on Monday morning? Torquay beat FC United of Manchester by a goal to nil. Halifax are through to the semi-final. They beat Dartford by three goals to one. Gateshead and Wrexham are 2-2 and in a penalty shootout at the moment.
I'm glad you're telling me this because I don't know anything.
Okay, and Dover drew 3-3 with Bath City, so they'll replay. So who do you fancy then?
anybody, Matt. We know some are tougher than others, Matt, but at the end of the day, it's a two-legged affair. We've got a chance over two legs. And all we can do again, Matt, if we perform again like we did today, and the effort, the desire, and the willingness to work hard. We've got a chance against anybody with our qualities when we do have the ball. We've got a chance against anybody.
Are you now allowing yourself to dream about winning this competition now, Billy?
No.
Why not?
No, it's no. Yeah, well, till we get to the final, then maybe, but not now. It's the semi-final. We've got two more legs to do. We've got important league games to come, and I won't be thinking about the final until we actually get there.